People ask, what do you get from spiritualism? The first thing you get is that it absolutely removes all fear of death. Secondly, it bridges death for those dear ones whom we may lose. We need have no fear that we are calling them back, for all that we do is to make such conditions as experience has taught us will enable them to come if they wish. And the initiative lies always with them. They have many times told us that they could not come back if it were not God's will, and that it makes them intensely happy to be able to help and to comfort us, to tell us about their happy life in that world to which we are, in our turn, destined to come. People say that only trivialities come through. In effecting recognition, this has some truth. If, for example, some dear one returned to me, he could not prove his identity to me by discussing high matters. But he could do so by reminding me of past private experiences known only to himself and to me. But in contact with higher spirit people, we do get lofty religious teaching and most inspiring knowledge. The press, unfortunately, usually only notices spiritualism when fraud or folly is in question. Fraud and folly do exist, as in everything. But the press does not mention, as a rule, the thousands of cases where consolation and proof have been brought to suffering hearts. We bring important facts, new facts, which will revolutionize the whole thought of the human race, both in religion and in science. It is the great question of the future, and it will end by making religion a real living thing, so that all doubt of God's goodness or of the destiny of mankind will be forever banished, since we shall each be in actual touch with what is higher than ourselves, and the communion of saints will at last be an established fact.